You're listening to the Heather Duplessis Allen Drive podcast from Newstalk ZB.
Murray Olds, Aussie correspondent with us. Hey, Maz.
Hey there, Heather. Good afternoon.
Here you are, just about to nail the inflation, and now they want a minimum wage increase.
Well, look, it is the minimum wage, to be fair. It would take the minimum hourly rate of pay to $22.68 an hour. Basically, it's a 7% ask by the ACTU, which, of course, is Australia's premier union body, the Australian Council of Trade Unions. So a 7% pay rise, if it goes through, would take the hourly rate to $22.68. It would put the minimum annual wage over here at just on $45,000. Basically, it's about an extra, $1.50 an hour or something. I haven't got that stat in front of me. But look, it's at the very bottom end. So is it going to impact inflation? Well, according to the Federal Treasurer, Jim Chalmers, just ridiculous to suggest that it might, because it only affects fewer than 100,000 people on the very minimum wages. So, and that's at this point, it's gone to the Fair Work Commission. So the commission will have the final say. This is just the ambit claim by the union movement. And has inflation peaked? Well, very good news out in the last 24 hours. The official measurement of inflation over here, down for the second month in a row, it was 8.4% in December, Heather, 7.4% in January. Well, in February, it was down again to 6.8%. Prices are still going up, energy, accommodation, food, and so on, but the cost of building a house and going on a holiday has really gone down, and that's what has really caused inflation to drop. The Reserve Bank, of course, meets next Tuesday. There have been 10 rate rises in a row. Will there be a pause on Tuesday or another 0.25% increase? We just don't know at this point.
Maz, what do you reckon? You've got this by-election in Aston on Saturday. What do you reckon is going to happen?
It's a federal seat on the outskirts of Melbourne. So it's currently held by the Liberals as well, held by Alan Tudge, who, of course, is the disgraced ex-Morrison minister. He held the seat for 13 years and succeeded in driving it down to marginal status. The robo-debt and albatross around his neck. Now, no government has won a by-election from an opposition since 1920, and the margin, as I say, 3%, just under. So it is kind of marginal now. And there's a lot at stake, Heather, for Peter Dutton. He's deeply unpopular as a leader. The Liberals on the nose, Australia-wide, as we know, the only Liberal state with a state government, is Tasmania. Mainland Australia is blood red right from coast to coast. So it's going to be interesting this weekend. It's going to be framed as a test of Dutton's leadership. The Liberals on the nose, desperately on the nose. They're flailing around like drunks on payday. They just don't know what they stand for. And conservative supporters are saying, what the hell are you doing?
Maz, it's not really a surprise that Dutton is unpopular, right? But I think I might be surprised at just how unpopular. So the guys at Sky have managed to get a hold of the internal Labor polling. 21% of people have a favourable view of Dutton and 50% unfavourable.
Well, look, he doesn't do himself any favours, and he's got the most dreadful job in Australian politics. Being an opposition leader is no fun. You know that. I know that. Listeners know that. It's just a bloody hard slog. Yeah, it's hard to cut through. You don't get any bouquets tossed your way. It's all brickbats.
Yeah.
And Dutton is, look, he's an unpopular fellow. He doesn't play the game. And he, look, let's face it, he looks like Voldemort. There, I said it. I mean, you can't say that anymore. But he's just been dealt a dud hand of cards. If you went back to the Tony Abbott playbook, axe the tax, ditch the witch, three-line slogans, Abbott was the best opposition leader this country's ever seen. But Dutton, bless him, is just so unpopular. And Albo is still enjoying, Anthony Albanese is still enjoying a really long honeymoon. So, look, it's going to be a big test for him for Dutton on Saturday. That's the way it's going to be framed. If Labor wins, Albo, Saint Albo, will sail on. If Dutton gets over the line, well, he should have anyway. So it's a no-win.
Good stuff, Maz. Good to talk to you. Enjoy your weekend. That's Murray Olds, Australia correspondent.
For more from Heather Duplessis Allen Drive, listen live to Newstalk ZB from 4 p.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.